The following program is paid for by the friends and partners of Joyce Meyer Ministries.
But God has provided a way for us to not have to be stressed out all the time and have all kinds of physical health problems caused by stress by simply...
As we walk through each new day, we all have questions. They're just part of life. But did you know there are answers for you? God says when we look, we'll find Him. He's not trying to hide anything. So together, we are discovering life's everyday answers.
Welcome to Everyday Answers, and today we are jumping right into one of your questions. This comes from Fiona, and she says, how in the world can I be free of worry and anxiety when my 5-year-old son has recently been diagnosed with a rare genetic disorder, which can cause him to have a fatal attack at any moment? Fiona, our hearts are with you. We pray for you and your son, and we want to share with you that anxiety is a level of fear that can cause havoc in every aspect, every area of your life. And you are certainly going through something very traumatic. And I know that many of you watching may be facing issues, big or small. But if you're facing an overwhelming circumstance like Fiona's, remember, you are not alone. God is with you and will help you through your situation. Joyce talks about that as she addresses today's question, how do I break free from anxiety?
Do you know that you can stress yourself out by the way you think? You say, no, it's my circumstances. No, it's the way you think about your circumstances. And God has given us an answer, the simplest answer to every problem, and it takes most of us a lifetime to learn it. Let's look at Proverbs 3, 5 through 7. Lean on, trust in, and be confident in the Lord with all your heart and mind. You see, there's so many scriptures that have the mind included in them, but for some reason we don't always see it. Now, how many people think they're trusting God and they worry all the time? Well, see, they're not trusting God with all their heart and mind. They may want to trust God. I think many years I wanted to trust God. I wanted to think I was trusting God. But it was a real eye-opener for me when I realized that as long as I was worrying and I was anxious and I was trying to figure everything out, then really I was not completely trusting God. Lean on, trust in, and be confident in the Lord with all your heart and mind, and do not rely on your own insight or understanding. Now, what does that mean? Don't sit around and rotate your mind around and around and around your problems trying to figure out what's going on and what you're supposed to do. Why, God, why? I just don't understand, God, why this is happening to me. You know, just ask God in faith, if there's something you want me to see here, show me. If there's something that you're not ready for me to see, then don't show me. We have one thing to do when we have a problem, and that is to pray and trust God. Pray and trust God. Now, I know that that's a lot easier to say than it is to do. Dave told me for years, why don't you just cast your care and trust God? Why don't you just cast your care and trust God? Well, I wanted to, but I couldn't, because I didn't really understand what I'm teaching you tonight. Now, for some people, this is a little bit easier than others, but it's a pretty good-sized challenge for the biggest majority of us. Then the scripture goes on to say that if we will trust in, lean on the Lord, be confident with all our heart and mind, not rely on our own insight or understanding, that He, and acknowledge Him in all of our ways, that He will direct and make straight and plain your path. And then I love the next verse, be not wise in your own eyes. I love that. You know what? We're not smart enough to run our own lives. Not trying to insult you, but we're not. I'm not smart enough to keep this ministry going. I realized the other day, you know, the Bible says that God upholds everything in the universe with the word of His power. Now think about that. The whole entire universe is being upheld and everything is in place because God said it should stay there. So I kind of thought about it like, okay, if this is God, just for a second, and now everything in our ministry, all the teaching I need and the preaching I need and the television and the radio and the money and all these employees we need and on and on and on and 18 offices around the world and 800 employees and buildings and so on and so on and so forth. If God just went, boop, it would all fall apart. How could any one of us be smart enough to keep something like that up and running? But God has provided a way for us to not have to be stressed out all the time and have all kinds of physical health problems caused by stress by simply trusting Him. Hebrews 4, 3, and 10. For we who have believed, adhered to, trusted in, and relied on God do enter that rest. In accordance with his declaration that those who did not believe would not enter his rest, when he said, as I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. And this he said, although his works had been completed and prepared and waiting for all who would believe from the foundation of the world. Now, believing has to do with faith, but it also has to do with our thinking. I'm not really believing God if I'm not thinking God is on this and he's going to take care of it. And I can think that on purpose. I don't have to wait and hope that thought falls in my head. On purpose, I can think, I don't care what it looks like in my life, I believe that God is working. That's one of my favorite things to think and say. I don't care what it looks like, I believe that God is working. You know, when you suddenly get a breakthrough, that doesn't mean that God just suddenly decided to go to work on your situation at that moment. He's been working all along. And now all of a sudden, you get a breakthrough. So let's all practice. Say, God is working right now in my life. Doesn't that feel good? Now, he says that his works have been completed since the foundation of the world. I love that. You know what? We're really not waiting on God to do anything. It's already been done. And what we need to do is pray, receive it by faith, and keep a good attitude until we see the manifestation. Come on, let me say it again. We need to pray. We need to keep a good attitude, stay in faith, and trust and believe that God is working until we get our breakthrough. Everything from God comes through faith and patience. We don't get it just by faith. You're going to pray, and then you're going to wait. I can pretty much promise you, you're going to pray and then you're going to wait. And if pray, you know, if we could just pray and get it, we would have no problem at all trusting God. But when we pray and we wait and we wait and we wait and we wait and we don't see anything happening, that's when the enemy tries to really fill our minds full of stuff. Well, God doesn't love you. Well, you're in sin. Well, you've done something wrong. Well, this is never going to happen for you. And that's when you need to open your sweet little holy mouth. Come on. And you need to say, God is working in my life right now, and I will receive all that God has promised me. Trusting God causes us to enter his rest. And you know, rest is not a cessation of work. It's resting while you work. Somebody said to me, you just seem so relaxed when you teach. Well, I am, because yes, I'm working, but I'm resting in God while I'm working. I'm trusting him for every next word that's going to come out of my mouth. And yes, I have studied and prepared. I study really hard, and I spend a lot of times going over and over this stuff. But I honestly really don't know what the next thing is going to be that's going to come out of my mouth. So I am trusting God. I'm trusting God for favor. I'm trusting God for the people to come. I'm trusting God for salvations. I'm trusting God for the offerings to be good. Everything that we do, if we trust God, we can do it in rest. Now, if I was up here and I was worried about what you think of me and afraid nobody was going to come and afraid we were going to go home broke and afraid of this and afraid of that, I mean, I would be absolutely miserable. When I first started preaching, I was pretty insecure, and I'm telling you what, if anybody out there yawned or looked at their watch or got up and moved, I mean, I was tormented because the devil would convince me that they didn't like me. And so let me tell you something. I was working on the outside, but I was working on the inside. It's really not a problem. You can work on the outside, and you can work hard if you're resting on the inside. Come on, is anybody home tonight? If you're resting on the inside, you can work a lot harder on the outside, and you still won't get tired. Amen? Trust in God. I've been thinking about this lately. This is the greatest stress reliever in the world. Just to say, you know what, God? I don't know what to do about this situation. If you want me to do something, you show me. If you don't show me anything, I'm not going to get into a bunch of works of the flesh trying to fix something I don't know how to fix. I'm trusting you, and I'm going to go ahead and enjoy my life while you work on the problem. You're not so sure about that, huh? Worry is a result of wrong thinking. God loves you. He knew about your problem before you ever got it. You might have been surprised, but he was not surprised. And God has already got a plan for your breakthrough and your deliverance, and all you're doing is walking it out and waiting it out. And I'm trying to make the point tonight that you don't have to make the mistake I made. You don't have to be miserable all the time you're in the waiting process and only happy when you get these breakthroughs. It's foolish to do that, because as soon as you get what you want right now, it won't be long and something else will take place in your life and you'll go right back into the same process all over again. Am I telling the truth? And you know what? Our journey with God, if you stick with it long enough, really changes you. And one of the benefits that you do begin to get as time goes by is you really begin to learn how just totally useless it is to worry about things that you can't do anything about. John 14:27. My own peace I now give and bequeath unto you. When somebody bequeaths you something, it means they leave it to you in their will. Jesus said, look, in my will, one of the things that I'm leaving you is my peace. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Stop allowing yourselves to be agitated and disturbed, and do not permit yourselves to be fearful and intimidated and cowardly and unsettled. Uh-oh. I've got a responsibility. God says, look, I've given you peace. If you have Christ in your life, then you have the Holy Spirit living in you, and you have all of the fruit of the Spirit living in you. Love, joy, peace. Everybody say, I have peace.
I have peace.
You don't need to keep praying for God to give you peace. You need to pray that God will give you the good sense to use the peace that you have. I mean, it's true. I think a lot of times we just wear ourselves out asking God to give us things that we've already got. And I love Philippians 4:6-7. It's actually one of my, I think about this scripture almost every day. Do not fret or have any anxiety about anything. One time I was preaching on this scripture and a lady out in the congregation yelled out, that's me, Sister Fret. Do we have any sister frets with us tonight? You know, you're never going to have a day where you can't find something to aggravate you. Don't fret or have any anxiety about anything, but in every circumstance and in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, continue to make your wants known to God, and God's peace will be yours. And I also like Psalm 37, first couple of verses, it says, don't fret yourself over the evildoers, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass. And I was reading that one day, and I thought, why do we need to be so upset about everything that's going on in the world? Now, I don't mean that we shouldn't care as far as doing what we should do to take our responsibility to stand up for righteousness, but I'm not going to spend my time mad and upset over everything that everybody out there is doing. I'm going to keep doing what I know is right and be ready when the trumpet blows. You know, very often I have what I call come to Jesus meetings. You know what that is? That's where you come to Jesus and you say, we need to have a meeting because I'm in a mess and I need some information. And I spent a lot of years in my life all stressed out and tied up in knots with headaches and all kinds of other stuff. And the doctors would tell me it was stress and it would make me mad. And I thought, no, you are the one stressing me out. You are making me stress, telling me it's stress. And I was like that because my mother had a mental disorder. And I did not want to hear the word stress because I equated it to not being able to handle life. And then finally, through a long series of education and understanding, I found out that stress can be caused from a lot of different things. And there were many of the things that I was doing wrong, like worrying. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, God has not given us a spirit of fear, of cowardice and timidity and craven and cringing and fawning fear, but he has given us a spirit of power and of love and, get this, and a calm and a well-balanced mind and discipline and self-control. Don't ever say, I just don't have any discipline. You may not be using it, but you've got it. I just don't have any self-control. You may not be using it, but you've got it. We have the mind of Christ. We have the wisdom of God. 40 years, I've been a very serious student of the Word of God. So yes, I know a lot now. And yes, it's working in my life. You say, well, I did 40 years. Well, look, you can either start now going forward or you can keep going backward. But at least every day you do it the right way, you're making some progress and not giving in to the enemy that day. And so what if you don't have all your victory when Jesus shows up? He's not going to be mad if you've not arrived. He just wants to find us pressing on. Pressing toward the victory. Well, my mother, she knew that my father was sexually abusing me, and she didn't do anything about it. She actually caught him one time, turned around, walked out of the house, and came back 2 hours later and never said one thing about it. Now, I just don't get that. That does not compute in my brain. I don't know. I just don't get it. I'll never understand it. But 30 years after I left home, 30 years, my mother said, I want you to know that I'm sorry for what I let your dad do to you. And now listen, this was what she said. I didn't think that I could take care of you and your brother if I left your dad. I didn't think that I could face the scandal. And I was too afraid of what people would think if they knew the truth. And that didn't really come clear to me until I was studying for this message, and then I remembered what she said. I didn't think that I could take care of you and your brother. I didn't think that I could face the scandal. I didn't think. What if she would have realized what he was doing and said, you know, God, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I believe. I believe that you'll show me the way and you'll help me take care of my kids. And I'm not looking forward to the scandal, but I believe that you will walk me through it. But one thing I am not going to do is stay in bondage and watch my kids' lives be destroyed. Come on, we got to have some courage and stop letting our thoughts destroy us. Come on, give God a big praise tonight. Hallelujah!
Well, as Joyce has said, you don't have to pray for peace. Ask God to help you use the peace you already have in Christ. Now, do not go away, because coming up, we have the inspiring story of a young woman who has dealt with anxiety since she was 10 years old, and it will encourage you that there is help for you. Right now, we also want to tell you about this offer today, because it's really very helpful, and it's at any amount, which means anything at all that you can give would be just graciously accepted by Joyce Meyer Ministries to not only provide you with this book, but to also continue the ministry that we do around the world and the show that you're watching now. This is the Mind Connection book by Joyce. This is her book that really continues on that foundation that battlefield of the mind started. And it will help you understand how our thoughts impact every aspect of our lives, and especially anxiety. Great help in this book. So call us right now. You don't need to wait. But as we promised, we have that story for you, and you can get free from anxiety. This young woman will inspire you to keep fighting, because there is hope for you.
These shattered pieces once adorned sanctuaries across Europe. But today, even in their broken state, God has a plan and purpose to use them for His glory. Grace Barlow understands brokenness. Today, she looks like your typical college student, but what she went through as a child is utterly distinctive.
Every morning, I threw up. And it's because, and it wasn't on purpose, it wasn't because I had an eating disorder, it was just the fear and anxiety hitting me. Depression, everything would hit me. I would wake up in the morning, and it's like I never had peace, never.
This thing was tormenting her. She was bound by her thought life to a point where it had physically taken over her body. Ended up in emergency rooms. They thought that she was having a heart attack.
Grace says her anxiety and depression were fueled by her thoughts.
Like, if you eat that, then your mom's gonna die. Or like, if you do this, then, you know, your salvation's gonna be taken away. You don't know what to do at 10 years old, and then when you constantly think about these types of thoughts, you start to believe them.
It all began around the time her parents separated, and it lasted for years.
For so long, I hadn't felt joy. I felt like, I don't know if this is a word, but like unfixable. Just, I literally felt broken inside.
Grace's mom, Jean, takes broken church artifacts and combines them with minerals to create something new. God's used this to support this single mom and her girls for years, so she always knew God would restore Grace. She just needed to find the instrument He'd use to heal her mind.
She found that when she watched Joyce, that there was, as I used to call it, her intravenous spiritual drip. And this was constantly giving her a peace, hope, that, you know, there was light at the end of all of this.
She showed that with Jesus dying on the cross, like, He was broken for us so that we could be made whole. And that spoke so much to me. As I was, you know, watching Joyce and, like, reading Battlefield of the Mind and focusing my attention on the Word, like, I started feeling more peace and, like, a little glimpse of freedom. By watching her, I always felt like I wasn't alone, almost. If I couldn't get food into me, I needed, you know, the Word, because that would feed me just as much. If I hadn't really taken captive of my thoughts, made them obedient to what God's Word says, I don't know if I'd be here today.
We're not alone in all of this. God was able to use, you know, this woman on TV to totally, you know, bring her to a place that she is in today. He's a God of restoration. He knows how to take something which is totally broken, and he can restore it to beyond, you know, what you or I could possibly ever think or imagine.
Brokenness, once that word meant hopelessness for me. And then once I really started to realize what God had done for me on the cross, like that, just knowing that he was broken for me gave me hope.
You know, Grace is just such a special young lady, and I remember meeting her after a conference. She walked up to Joyce and to me, and she was sharing with just such poise and in such a lovely way the gratitude for what God had done in her life. And the change before and after in Grace, from what I understand, is just amazing. And God can make that same adjustment in any one of our lives. We want to remind you our offer today is the Mind Connection book. This is Joyce's book that is really that next step to battlefield of the mind. This is going to help you understand how you choose to think will affect your mood, your behavior, your decisions, everything. That anxiety in your life can be overcome with the Word of God. So this is for any amount. The reason that we do that is because it's so important to get God's Word into your hand. So anything that you can give, we would love to be able to send this book to you. And we do just pray that you'll do your very best and that God will bless you in that. I want to share with you, Grace is not the only one who is dealing with this situation. Many, many people are, just like Liz, who shared this social media comment. She said, "I have disorders and sometimes my brain tells me there's something wrong when there isn't. I've learned to not trust my feelings and instead review my facts. So I start saying out loud, 'Who loves me? God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit.' Then I go into my basic necessities that are met, my home and clean water, for example. Then I think about my not so basic necessities like whipping cream for my coffee and Netflix. It takes me about 5 to 10 minutes. If I don't feel better, I just start all over again." Well, I'll tell you, Liz, that is some great advice. And we hope that you will just look online, see what other people are saying. Let it encourage you and share your own story. What we would like to know today is, with God's guidance, how do you handle it when emotions feel overwhelming? Go to Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, ask us a question using hashtag AskJoyce, and be watching here every week for those answers. Next week, Joyce answers the questions, how do I beat stress? You're going to be here, aren't you? I don't know who wouldn't need that one. Right now, we'll say goodbye and remind you to look for those many, many ways that God can allow you to be an answer in someone else's life today.
The preceding program was paid for by the friends and partners of Joyce Meyer Ministries.